December 24, 2020, is the Wild for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Happy Thursday. Happy Xmas Eve. Start off the show with John Coltrane and Miles Davis doing two-bass hit, the alternative version. Then Giancarlo Bonifacio. And, yeah, that's from my guest.
Yeah, and now I can't hear you for just 2 seconds.
Okay. How are you? Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for you, Mike.
Your earliest musical recollection, please, Giancarlo.
My earliest?
Yeah, your oldest memory of music.
My oldest memory? My oldest memory is from my father.
Okay.
My father used to play guitar. He told me the chords of the guitar. And I remember he listened to Battisti, BFM, and some music like this.
Ah, so inside the house you grew up, there was a guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he used to play it for... He did it for fun?
I started playing when I discovered Nirvana.
What about before then? What about when you were in school?
When I was in school, I told you that in my house the music was pretty Broadway, Italian Broadway, because my father used to like to hear this kind of music.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean at school, was there a music class like a choir or play a recorder, play a marching band, something like that?
No, in Italy we don't used to have music class or anything like that.
Oh, really?
No, we just play flute and some kind of instruments, but it's not a real music class.
Okay.
We don't have music culture in Italy, unfortunately.
Oh, come on, Italy is the home of opera. No music culture, come on. You know, all the notation, it's in Italian because of the opera. I like
the opera, okay.
Yeah, so you can't say zero music.
No, there's no zero music, but, you know, I love the music that came from the blues.
I love that
kind of music. For me, the big bang in music history is Charlie Patton and Robert Johnson.
So, yeah, and from the blues come Charlie Patton, yeah, Robert Johnson. From this comes rock and roll down the...
Yeah.
Right.
And all this kind of music.
So, which really isn't guitar, right? Little Richard is piano music. If you think about it, rock and roll is actually piano music from Boogie Woogie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm interested in about school because some schools have music, some schools don't. So you played a little recorder, a little singing. What about friends at school, after school? Like you said, you started to play when you heard this band Nirvana.
Yeah, when I discovered Nirvana, I had a friend in my class that he used to play drums. I came to his house, I saw in the garage the drum set, and I said, okay, next week we play together, I'm your new guitarist, and I didn't used to play guitar. So in 1 week I learned the first three chords.
So what did you do? Did you go buy a guitar, or did you use your father's?
No, I had my first guitar was a classical guitar that I had in my house from my father.
So acoustic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of difficult to play with a drummer.
Yeah, but I have I don't know how to say pickup to get in the amps. The guitar has still the pickup.
Electric guitar with an amplifier.
Yeah, it was amplified. It's acoustic, but it was amplified.
Ah, okay. Now you can hear over the drums. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what did you guys do? Did you copy songs off records, or did you write your own songs?
Both.
Ah.
Okay. Both. We used to play some song from Nirvana, some song from Pixies, and some jam with new music.
When you wrote your own songs, did you have lyrics?
Yeah. I always write lyrics. I don't think I'm good enough to write some good lyrics, but I always try to write down some thoughts, some words, always in English.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. Would you write in Italiano or English?
In English, I think English is a better language for punk and rock and roll.
Okay, maybe because it came from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it sounds kind of trippy. I remember the PFM guys singing English, but with Italian accent.
Yeah,
I think the guy who wrote their words was from England, Peter Sinfield. So I actually saw PFM once. I was a teenager. Yeah, very long gig. Yeah, Prague, huh? So you and this drummer, because I know you as a bass man. So when did Well?
Yeah, I'm a bass man. I started with a guitar then when I was 15, 16 years old. Our bass player left the band, and I fell in love with the bass.
Ah, now what was
And I discovered Mute Man, and my mind blew out with a bass.
You're very kind. But what was your first bass?
First bass was a copy of a jazz bass, a copy from Roytec, I think name. A very cheap bass.
Okay, but kind of a copy of Fender Jazz?
Yeah.
Okay. What about first amplifier? Bass amplifier?
First amplifier? Bass or guitar?
Bass, please.
Bass. It was a little... I can't remember the name. But I think one little combo, two divots.
Okay, so...
I can't remember the name.
A little bass means kind of little sound. Right? Little amplifier, right? To get over the drums. Now, did this band have a name?
The first name, it was called Neon.
Miano.
N-E-O-N.
Mion. Okay. What was the first Mion gig?
The gig? That's a good question. Because with this band, we didn't make any gigs. But... because we are only two, me and my drummer, and then with this guy, with this drummer, we went to a band called Sick Black Sheep, and then we played the first gig with this band.
And what was that gig like?
In a school festival. Was a school festival, the first gig.
Okay.
Was pretty great.
Was it success?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, everybody's got to have a first gig, Giancarlo. Okay. I want to play here back in 2012.
Thank you. Thank you. And the wind chimes chime, and your dead stare. And the wind chimes chime, and your dead stare. The day, in the sunlight. In the tent. Aliveness. As a gesture. And the wind chimes chime, and your dead stare. In the daylight, in the sun, dreaming in a tent. In the daylight, the sun, dreaming in a tent. And the wind chimes chime, and the dead stare. You're the sea, like a horse. You're the sea, like a horse. It's a boy, it's a boy. Just shine, it's no man, the sunlight. And the wind chimes chime, and your dead stare. And your dead stare.
Pedro show. Okay. That chunk of music started off with Giancarlo Bonifacio with back in 2012. Way back. 8 years. Almost 9 years ago. So, yeah. Kind of sentimental, huh? Then Globetrotter with Untor. This is some music that you gave me, right?
Yeah, there's Little Demos that I made in lockdown this year. So.
Right, but what about Globetrotter?
What about?
Globetrotter.
Ah, Globetrotter is a good band from near Napoli.
Okay.
It's a duo.
Yeah.
Guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Very funky, jazzy, prog mix. More genres, and they're pretty fucking good. I love it. A good Globetrotter.
Well, what, Giancarlo, what's your opinion of bands with no bass?
My opinion is that any people can play with any instruments if they want. If they don't need to play bass, it's okay. They feel to play like this, and no one to say to them, oh, you need a bass. I think it's all right.
Okay. I just want your opinion because you're a bass man. Then we heard Los Raros out of Barcelona with Calavera de Cristo. His name is alive, brand new, Angel Waves, Less Waves from Model Home, Guided by Voices, Roll Me to Heaven, Bomas Prendon, Rancho Mirage, You Can't Have It in Shinjuku Birdwalk from Kim Cooper Complex. Kim Gordon from last March. sketch artist, Paris. Lubowski, this is something you gave me. University Parallel. Who's Lubowski?
Lubowski is a very cool band from Tuscany, in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play very crazy music with crazy lyrics. When I saw them, my mind blew out. Very cool band.
How many people?
Four member band.
We say quartet. And then finally, some of these little demos you made. Nothing is as it seems while you are on fire. Giancarlo Bonifacio. Yeah. Okay, so what about after school? You get out of high school. What kind of music do you do after that?
To them, after high school, I met Fratello Marco Simoncelli.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Rewild?
Yeah, for the Rewild.
I have to tell the people, Giancarlo, this is where I met Giancarlo with Marco. Rewild played with Stooges in Ippodromo, Roma.
Ippodromo.
Yeah.
Ippodromo delle Capannelle, a Roma.
Hi. Ippodromo is what they call a horse track, and it's where I got to meet these guys. They ended up moving them. But tell me a story about how you got in Rewild.
Anyway, it's a very cool story because I didn't had a band for a few months, and I was searching on internet for a Milkman tribute band. But for 7 months, no one answered to me. And then Marco write to me on internet and say to me, I love Milkman. I need one best player who love my quote. And then Rewild born.
Okay. Wow, just like that. So there's a Minutemen connection. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Was there a tryout? Was there practice? I mean, were you in the band just like that?
Yeah, it was one practice to meet each other. With the frontman, the singer Corrado, and Marco, and one drummer. Then after after we changed the drummer, you saw in with the Stooges was another drummer.
That's right. Okay, now you being the bass man. It's different with a different drummer.
Yeah, but when we found out Gianluca, the drummer you saw at the Stooges gig, for me life was very simple because it was a very, very, very good drummer. Yeah. I loved him.
You know, good drummers make rock and roll so much easier to play.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have a good drummer with rock and roll, oh my God.
You can't do that.
Yeah. It's really difficult. It's like, oh man, throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It not happened. So look, when I saw you, when I met you, you were playing a Fender P bass.
Yeah. I still have
blue.
Yeah.
Now, when did you make the switch from the copy of the jazz to the P bass?
I made the switch working and saving money.
Yeah, because Fenders cost a little bit of money in Italy, right? Because import. Yeah. And but how long ago?
How long ago? I remember 8 years ago when I came in to the Wild.
Okay.
In 2012.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Right, by the P bass.
Right. Oh, so when you joined the band, you got the P bass. And what?
Yeah,
what,
yeah.
And by this time, what kind of amplifier?
I have the Ampeg SBG3
Ah, okay.
For cabinet, always from Ampeg.
410?
410.
See. What about fingers versus pick?
Fingers. I always loved the pick sound. I think it's heavier. It's more heavy, the sound on the strings with a pick, and I always play with pick.
Yeah, I know. That's what I know.
Yes, but hearing you playing bass, you play with no pick, you play more heavy than anyone.
but you know, early Minutemen days, Giancarlo, I used a pick. Until What Makes a Man Start Fires. I think that's the last record I use a pick. No. Buzz or Howl, Under the Influence of Heat. Because punk was too fast for me. But you're right. I agree with you. With the pick, more even. Kind of more even feel on the strings.
Yeah.
But there's some... Here's one good thing about fingers. Harder... For me. An easier thing. It's harder to lose fingers. It's easier to lose picks. You can still lose them. Be careful with the knives. But you know what I mean? With fingers, you never have to worry about having a pick. You just... The other thing about fingers... Here's the other thing about fingers. You're always touching the string.
Yeah.
With the pick, you have to have a little distance.
It's true.
But I think it's best, in the best world, to play both. Do fingers and pick, whatever the song calls. Yeah, whatever the song calls for, right? I've seen John Entwistle do that. I saw him in one song use slap, fingers, and pick. Same song.
Every technique.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. So, to me, it's all vocabulary. So, but, I'm just talking some bass with you and... interesting stuff like that. Also, how close to the neck do you hit the string? Or how close to the bridge, right? More tight sound by the bridge, more fat, round sound by the neck.
Yeah. When a fatty sound, I play on the neck. Yeah, right.
And then if you want a tighter sound, get closer to the bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. What about palm? You ever use palm?
What about?
The palm against a string.
Sorry, palm.
Yeah, palm, P-A-L-M. Kind of like a mute, like you're muting.
With the palm. Never used to play with...
A lot of guitar players do that during the singing parts.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour. December 24, 2020, edition of Pedro Show. Special guest, Giancarlo Bonifacio. Hold tight for hour two. December 24, 2020, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
If I was an animal, I think I'd be a kangaroo. I know not many people would say that, but I'm not everybody. I'm not your average bear. I think I'd be a kangaroo because kangaroos are fast, and they're cute and furry, and they jump. And because they move fast, and they move with dignity, and they move with grace. They hop, and they seem to have fun. I think kangaroos have fun, and fun is a high priority of mine. You know, I've never seen a kangaroo in person, but I hope someday I do. We'll be right back.
for Pedro show. We start off the second hour with Giancarlo Bonifacio with Want to Talk to You. Now, to make these demos, what do you use? 4-track?
I use Cubase.
Ah, Cubase. So yeah. You use a pewter. Okay.
Computer.
Right. So you can put as many tracks as you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what do you start with? Drum machine?
I had an electric drum set.
Oh, you have an electric drum set.
Yeah.
So you
played it last year. So.
But you can play
drum. I can't play drum very well.
Okay. You're still learning.
Exactly. Okay.
And then after that, we had Crying Cock from Electro Capra.
Yeah. Fantastic band. One of my favorites.
Well, tell me about
They're a trio. From Florence.
Ah, Tuscany. Okay.
The craziest trio I ever seen in my life. I opening act their last gig in Rome.
Yeah.
There was fantastic, completely crazy. Mask like a priest on stage singing blasphemy. There was fantastic.
Ah, great. Then we had Sam Bennett with the Cuckoo, Fell Runner with CA-14. I think that's the road that goes to Victorville. Neutrals with Private Museums. If I Was an Animal from David Greenberger in Bangalore. He's on the show a couple episodes again. And then some more music you gave me. Super Dog Party. Glad to See You Die.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Super Dog Party, a band, a friend of mine, is one of my favorite band based in Rome. They play punk and roll. They did a tour in California a couple of years ago. They're fantastic. For me, the frontman, Alexandro, I call him jokingly the bastard son of Joe Spencer. Because I like to see John Spencer on stage when he's playing.
They a power trio?
Very bluesy and very rock and roll.
Trio?
Yeah, trio, yeah.
Okay. I think John Spencer Blues Explosion, Judah, John Spencer. So bass, two guitar, drum.
Yeah. The Super Dog instead is bass, guitar, and drums.
Okay. I think Cramps was like that mostly, too. Just two guitars, drum.
Yeah,
Ivy. Yeah. Incredible band. And then finally we had Useful Pain. Giancarlo Pacha. Yeah. Now, what I looked at this time.
When I sang all these themes, I can't believe you put this demo. There's not even a song already. There's just few notes.
Yeah, but
thank you, Mike.
Yeah, because I think it shows the side inside your spirit. Okay, but what got me was the title, Useful Pain.
Yeah, all is useful in life.
We got this word we say. We got this word called cathartic. You ever hear that? Cathartic. It's something that hurts you, but it helps.
Cathartic. Yeah.
Okay. See. Maybe it's a Latin word. Yeah. Okay. So that's what it is. It's cathartic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I want to play another song from you. It's called I Will Hate It.
looking hot, cheer right up when they're feeling tired. She cracks out the old tricks, times are tough, she's working three jobs, ain't that enough? And hey, Jennifer's stripping again. Hey, Jennifer's stripping again. The boss is too young, where's the old crowd? The music too heavy and way too loud. She don't wanna stop drinking, but the days are slow. Just a little pill for the get up and go. And hey, Jennifer's stripping again. Hey, Jennifer's stripping again. There's a guy talking movies, but she said no way. She could sure use the money, but not today. She got a sister in Duluth, screaming in her ear with a daycare expense. What's she gonna clear? But when she's at home, she's mommy again. Who can explain yearnings, money, and men? If Bobby twitters, man, she's back. And Facebook pokes, I'd like to get her in the sack. And hey, Jennifer's stripping again. Hey, Jennifer's stripping again. She almost cast it in when some guy felt her, but she'll be damned if she'll end up in a shelter. Things will get better, you know how things are. She had to buy her gun though to get to her car. And she's got class, it appears to me. She's on the pole with great dignity. And I gotta get moving, and I put down my beer, and I'm praying to God she ain't here next year. And hey, Jennifer's stripping again. Hey, Jennifer's stripping again.
One, two, three.
Offer Pedro show. Yeah, started that chunk of music off with Giancarlo Bonifacio. I will hate it. Now remember, this is demos, and this is something Giancarlo has done to keep sane during this COVID-19. Music is a great thing. I can almost say a lifeline. Keep you from going crazy, right? Right now I'm doing 5 radio shows a week. Music is a great thing. Otherwise, what? Just go crazy? And then some music he gave me by Solaris called Podio. Tell us about Solaris.
Solaris, a band from Cesena.
Cesena?
In Emilia-Romagna.
Yeah. I'll tell you about Cesena. It was the first town that I played with Il Sogno da Marinaio.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about it. It's on the water. It's on Adriatic.
They are pretty indie band, indie sound. Their live are very, I don't know how to say it in English. Sorry, my kind of speaking.
That's okay. Yeah, you do. You're doing good. Don't worry, please. Come on, you're doing great. But I'll tell you about this.
They are an explosion of sound live. They have huge amps, great guitars, and they are fantastic. They play Roman Tribe Fest in September. They blow out all the people on stage. They're fantastic.
Big sound. Because this name Solaris, I remember it was a science fiction movie from Soviet Union in the 70s. Maybe no connection, but...
I don't know, maybe. I will ask it to them.
Yeah. Solaris, Solar, Sun, Sol, you know.
Yeah.
Band names are trippy, okay? Actually, I got to tell you, Rewild was kind of a trippy name.
Yeah. It was a very good name.
Yeah, but in English, it's a very rare word. No, Rewild. Re means to do again, and wild means to go crazy.
Yeah, so it's
kind of trippy. And then we had Hamel on Trial with Jennifer Strippin again. Rhythm Plague. I was Norferatu's bodyguard. That was the vampire guy, right? Wayne Pete's organ man of that Rhythm Plague or Plague. And here's some more music you gave me. This is a very strange band name. Maybe I'm.
Yeah.
With Colonia. Now, tell me about this, guys. Maybe I'm.
They're from near Napoli, in the south of Italy.
Yeah.
They're a trio, 2 guitars and drum.
No bass.
No bass. And they make, I don't know how to say, Afro-punk.
Punk,
but with, but you can hear the African culture in their music. It's pretty cool.
So, like, very rhythmic?
Rhythmic, very tribal.
Now, here's the thing, if you want my opinion, Giancarlo, about... bands with no bass. The closest thing on stage to us on stage is the drummer kick drum. Mm. So when a rock and roll band has no bass guitar, poor lonely kick drum. That's what I'm thinking, Carlo. Poor lonely kick drum all by itself. No bajo.
So lonely.
So lonely. Right, because all the other sounds are very higher. Closest sounds are probably tum-tum.
Yeah.
So, in a way, the way I look at bass, Giancarlo, is like kind of glue. To glue you, the drummer, to the guitars. Yeah. And then finally we had Misunderstood, Giancarlo Bonifacio. So you start with the drum. What comes last, the words?
Start with the drum? Excuse me?
When you're making your songs, what comes first?
Ah,
the drums?
When I'm making my song, It depends.
Okay.
I can start from a bass line. I can start from a guitar riff. Usually with a bass line.
Okay. That's like me. Most of the time I write on the bass. Yeah. Do you ever use click track?
The most beautiful instrument, Mike.
That's right. Do you ever use click track?
Love to play?
When you're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for
gigs. How do you use a click?
Yeah, yeah. Click.
Yeah. Because these demos recording alone, the click was the only thing that could make a sound.
Yeah, I understand. A kind of a guide. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, December 24, 2020, Dishwap Pedro Show special guest, Giancarlo Bonifacio. Hold tight for hour three. December 24, 2020, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
for Pedro show started the third hour off with Smashing Backwards from Giancarlo Bonifacio. Then we had Crane with Transcendence. N-E-T-N, Netton, with M-D-Z-H-B. What's this band? You gave me this music.
What? Excuse me?
N-E-T-N. Netton?
M-E-T-N.
No. N-E-T-N. Here, I'll put it on the chat board. Look at the chat board. N-E-T-N. And then the song.
Yeah. Okay. They changed the name a few months ago. Yeah. They were used to call Niet.
Niet.
They are a duo.
Yeah.
Guitar and drums from Ferrara.
Ferrara. Okay.
They use, the guitarists use, both amps of guitars and bass amps.
Ah, he plays like a guitar and bass sounds out different amps. Okay.
Yeah. And there are only two, but when I saw them live, made me remember the Melby sounds of Bullet Time.
Ah, okay, Melbourne.
It was the easiest things I ever seen in my entire life.
So like a very heavy low-end sound.
Yeah.
And then Pax Armada, Nemici Imaginari.
Exactly.
Yeah, now, who are these people, Pax Armada?
They are from Rome.
Okay.
They are a quartet.
Yeah.
Bass, drums, guitar, and voice. They play the sound of crossover between Rage Against the Machine and Radiohead, but with Italian lyrics. They are pretty cool.
Okay. And finally, Friday 17th from Giancarlo Bonifacio. Look, when I helped Chad Falco on a tour with Larry Mullins, the piano player was a great guy named Francesco from Roma. And he told me a big thing with Roma bands was tribute bands.
Yeah, many bands play is a tribute band because the venue gives money only to the tribute band, because the tribute band brings people down the stage. So who wants to make money with music in Rome, play tribute band. Who don't care, who don't give a shit about money, but give only a shit, like, who only care about music, play his own music.
Yeah, because
Rome is like that.
Because tribute band is fake band.
Yeah.
So why not just play the record?
Right.
So this is a problem if you want to play original music in Roma.
Yeah, or you have a small little venue for 20, 30 people down the stage, or... Or you play fake music.
Okay. I want to play this song from you called Inside.
Inside.
Crawling off your rope, just many coming. thanks for coming back, and please welcome Vince Clagg. David Cameron is beating up rare bears with hammers. Baloo the bear lives in London. 200. He does not like the way that the zoo was treating him and his friends. This is because the zoo workers have let poachers in. Plus, they are targeting him and his Mowgli fox cub. Mowgli fox cub makes a petition to stop the poachers in London Zoo, which the animals in the zoo signed. Mowgli takes it to 10 Downing Street, where David Cameron refuses to speak to him. One of the Prime Minister's advisors speaks to Mowgli instead, but it's no good. David Cameron shouts at the animals to fuck off. The animals shall be listed, the petition. It's not put through. They will eat David Cameron's children. The fox was very cross and bit the baby. In his panic, David Cameron grabs a hammer and hits the rare bears. David Cameron says he won't pass the petition because of the bears' poor behaviour. The animals return to the zoo, and sadly, the fox was the victim of poachers that very night.
Of teardrops and talons, dire escapes and fruit trees, fireflies, Itch, scratch, taunt, mockery, memory, mockery.
Fresh fleas, itches and scratches and Tom and Jerry and a mockery of our own memories and a mockery. This is a damp curtain on my face. This is sweating while contemplating, sweating while contemplating, sweating whilst wanking, contemplating someone I do not know. Died about to bow, other sickness shine. I know I knew once, in shades of darkness crunch, food for colours drained out of the chairs, out, pinching sugar, toe, linked forward, blended forward, framed forward. It came to me, towards me, approaching point, forward, vantage, cradle, outsourcing for everywhere, where else trained? Ghosts to feed on, platforms made of sand. Falling flat against the upper side, empty out covers of potential, clear of memory and numerous lines. Our one hero nest. Our one hero nest.
I'm beginning to doubt the democratic
vote. Where's the
correction? We all get to talk it through. But instead of proof of the money in these papers,
and now,
a whole
and
load
so
of
rewind,
try to
and
watch
so
on.
We
and people
edit.
Lie and they
oh,
lie.
I do not know how to stop staring for solutions.
The threat of some Scottish
to eyeballs. 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 To claim.
Eyeballs.
beginning to doubt the democratic process. You know, it's fine in principle. If we all got to talk it through. Oh, but instead, right, wrong, and lie. People lie, 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 people.
last music for this edition. Started off with Giancarlo Bonifacius doing Inside. And these are his big vocals. So I like very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. And then here's some music you gave me. This band, Mold on Your Sauce, with Propaganda. Yeah. Now, who is Mold on Your Sauce?
It's a trio from L'Aquila in Abruzzo. They're very young kids, about 20 years old. They play instrumental prog and roll. I don't know how to say music. Really great.
Well, I think you described it right there: instrumental prog, rock and roll, and a trio, huh? Okay, and 20 years old. That's great, young guys.
Pretty young.
Yeah, because, you know, people say, the day of the bands is over. Everybody wants dance music, electronic dance music. They don't want to see rock and roll bands anymore. That's not true, right?
Yeah. Totally.
I think just things come in cycles, right? Trends, fashion. Then we had Live at Cafe Otto, 14th May 2015, from Binsklag. That's a name. it's got Carl Weil, not Alex Weil. Alex Weil's, got the ideas that Edward de Vere wrote the Shakespeare stuff. And then I Said I Love You. You Said Okay, from DiGecco.
Yeah, DiGecco. Bass and drum, duo with bass and drum.
Yeah.
From Pisa, I think I can remember now.
Pisa.
In Tuscany. Crazy duo. The most of the songs are instrumental.
Okay.
We change more change of time and one song, so they play crazy. I don't know
what to say. Well, finally, Hate Who Love, Giancarlo Bonifacio. But you had a band with just bass and drums, right? It was called something with an E.
Euno.
Euno, yeah. How's that project going?
Now we're on pause. We can't do gigs.
Yeah, of course.
So we try to save money to make a real album. We made only one EP by five songs.
But I played those songs on my show. They're great.
I love this.
I think you got a good band. I would love to hear an album.
I hope to.
Oh yeah, down the road, just pause, like you said, in the future. Where can people find you, Giancarlo?
On Facebook, searching Euno Band, Euno Band.
Okay.
And on YouTube, SoundCloud, something like that.
Okay, so you get that, people, that's Euno, E-U-N-O.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. And good stuff. You think some of these demos are going to end up as Euno songs?
Can you repeat, Mike, please?
Like these demos that I've been playing this show, are some of these going to end up as in your songs?
In the new album, said if I put the old songs in the album.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we love it. We'll try it, but Mike, so now it's only a dream to make a new album.
I understand. It's for the future. But you have guitar with this stuff. Now, with Inyo, it's just bass and drums.
Yeah, and it's just a bass and drum.
And I like it. It's a good sound. It's not a lonely kick drum.
Yeah.
Look, when you get your new album, will you come on the show?
I would love it tonight.
Okay. Big honor to have you aboard, bass brother. Fratello. big, big honor. Yeah, keep on keeping on, please. Per favor. Big love. People, it's been December 24, 2020 edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.